Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Could I request all those who are sitting scattered in the hall to come closer so we can have a very intimate sharing this evening? Please come forward. All those English speaking, sitting far away, come closer. Even French sofas also available. Thank you. We all know that the most beautiful decoration in human life is the decoration of virtues. And in Brahmin life, divine virtues becomes the beautiful decoration of our lives. And each virtue has its own importance. Like, for example, introversion is the basis, foundation of all virtues, because introversion is like plowing the soil to make the soil fertile. If you look at tolerance, it is called the key of all virtues. If you look at the purity, it is the beauty of our life. If you look at courage, courage is considered to be the queen of all virtues. So if courage is the queen of all virtues, who is the king? Contentment. Contentment is considered to be the crown virtue. Someone who is contented is a king without crown. A king with a crown, if he is not contented, he will not be called a king. Why contentment is considered to be the crown jewel, king of all virtues? Because if you have contentment, you attract all other virtues naturally into your life. And so, easy way to become all virtuous, shortcut to become all virtuous is to imbibe the virtue of contentment. What comes first, happiness or contentment? If I am happy, I can be contented, or if I am contented, I can be happy. Yeah? Second one. Yes, it's true. It's only when you are content, you can be happy. So what is contentment? Some people, you know, use it in a wrong way, in the form of complacent, being complacent. Which means, okay, Baba says a kingdom is being established. Everyone is needed, all kinds of souls. I don't care what I will become in the golden age. I am coming to the golden age, that is fine. You know, if it is in drama, I will get. I am content with what I am. That is not contentment. That is complacent, because I cannot make effort, I am lazy, I am not having determination, so I give excuse and find a comfort zone, saying, okay, fine, it's all right. No, contentment is to have the feeling of fulfillment. You know, it does not mean that you have everything you wanted. That is not possible. Everyone cannot have everything they want, especially at this time. But contentment means you are satisfied with what you have and what you are. That is most important. If I am not content with what I have, what I am, I will not be able to remain happy. So it's fulfillment. Contentment means to be the embodiment of all attainments. You know, when I become an embodiment of all attainments Baba has given to me, I am content. Contentment also means to be ignorant of the word desire. You know, desires, they say, is the root cause for all sorrow. So if I want to check myself, am I content? So I am ignorant of the word desire. Because I feel, I got Baba, I got everything. What more do I need? So there is a difference between wanting and need. You must know that God fulfills the needs of all His creation. But Baba says, I don't fulfill the greed. So greed means when you want more than you need. When you want more than you need, that is greed, desire. And you can never be content. Because the desires are such that one is fulfilled, another already waiting. It's a long list. So I have to make myself feel, even though I don't have everything, but I am content with what I am, what I have. So contentment also means to have satisfaction, full satisfaction. Before contentment, you need to feel satisfied. And satisfied means full. You know, when you are hungry, you search for food. And when you eat belly full, what do you say? Well, I am satisfied. I don't want anything. So that kind of feeling, I got Baba, I got everything, because everything is merged in Baba. I got the key, so I got everything, why all the treasures. I don't have to go and ask for anything from the leaves when I got the seed. So to feel that fullness, why is that, you know, Baba says the one who is giving never stop giving, never get tired giving. Why is that the one who takes gets tired? In the Laukik world, it is opposite, isn't it? The one who takes never gets tired. The one who gives gets tired. How long I can give? So why do we get tired in taking from Baba? Because we are not taking from one, we are not full. So we are not satisfied, we are not content. So the method to feel full always is to take from one if you have the desire to take from one and another one, you will always remain empty. Why? Because others give one and take away 10 from you. But Baba always gives and gives. He's a bestower. So I sometimes feel, you know, in the path of bhakti, we did not even know what to ask from God. Right? What do we used to sing? Tu pyar ka sagar hai, you are ocean of love, I want one drop of love, one drop. Make me the dust of your feet. That is what we used to say. Give me one glimpse. Darshan do gan nath mujhe. But Baba has given ocean instead of drop. Baba has made you the jewel of his eyes. And Baba has made you the crown of his head. So why not I remain content? When I got more than what I have asked for. Right? We should be more than content, isn't it? Sometimes I feel the amount of attainments Baba has given is so much, I don't know where to accommodate it. Do you feel like that? So much, you know. So why still we feel we are not satisfied? We are not content. I think one of the reasons I can see clearly in Brahmin life, of course worldly is there, comparison, the nature of comparison. You know, each one of us are receiving individually from Baba, but we don't appreciate what I have received. We compare how much did she get and how much I got. Oh, I don't have that much. So I want what she got. So when I have that kind of comparison, you have two problems. One is you become jealous of others because they have more than you, or you become hopeless. So that is the sign of discontentment. If I am suffering from jealousy, if I am suffering from disheartening hopelessness because I have a comparison nature. So never ever compare. There is no comparison. Each one is individual. No two people can be the same. Suppose if you are desperate to compare, then I would say compare with Baba. There is no comparison. Ocean, right? Candle cannot compete with the sun, isn't it? So then I will never do that. So learn to appreciate, you know. Yesterday only Dadi was saying, you know, some souls were saying to Dadi, Dadi, thank you very much for all the sustenance you have given. So Dadi says, no, no thanks to me. Give thanks to your fortune. Because it is your fortune that has brought you close to souls like Dadi, and you got the sustenance. So we should really appreciate our fortune. We should really appreciate what we have received. And that will automatically make me feel satisfied, content. But that does not mean that I have to become complacent saying, okay, you know, I got according to drama what I have to receive. No. I have to continue to make effort. You know, that is why Baba says you have to understand drama accurately. Until now, whatever is predestined, it has happened. But next moment, I have the free will to create my fortune. So your fortune is in your hands. On the basis of actions we perform, we draw the line of our fortune. So, you know, someone who is content with themselves. No? This morning Baba was talking about not just contentment as a virtue. Baba said, become a jewel of contentment. So what is the difference between being content and also becoming a jewel of contentment? Santushta Mani. No, those who are jewel of contentment now, they become one of the eight jewels. It's guarantee. You know? And you will be worshipped from Copper Age in the form of loving deities. In Hindi, Baba uses the word Asht, eight, and Isht. Isht means loving deities. Eight deities are worshipped. So, that kind of privilege is only when I become a jewel of contentment. Now, what is the difference being just content and being jewel of contentment? Jewel of contentment means someone who has been constantly content in thought, words, deeds, relationship, contacts, and someone who has received the three certificates of contentment, that is pass with honor. Three certificates, as Baba mentioned today, content with themselves. The whole Brahmin family give the certificate, they are contented with you and you are content with them, and Baba is content with me. So when I receive these three certificates, I get the qualification of being a jewel of contentment. So let us ask ourselves, how many of us have received this certificate? We are all working on that, right? We cannot say. Of course, certificate is not given by myself. It should be given by somebody. You know, when there is no stamp on the certificate, you can print out certificate, but it doesn't have value. You need to have a stamp. So where should we begin to become a jewel of contentment? So I have to begin with myself. I have to be content constantly with myself in thought, words, actions, relationship and contacts. So when Baba asks this question, are you content with yourself? We say, yes. Then next question Baba asks, are you always content with yourself? All our hands down. Why not always? So one secret Avyak Babdada mentioned once, to check, you know, I cannot just, you know, self-appreciation is no recommendation, they say. So I cannot just give certificate to myself. I have to be honest with myself to check. You know, contentment with myself does not mean that, you know, okay, Baba says you should become karmatit, you should become angels, I haven't become yet. Baba says you must remember me for 8 hours, I am not able to do that. So I am, you know, I am not content because I am not able to do that. That is not the way. So what Baba said once was, you go and sit in front of Baba, you know, in Baba's room, in front of the translite, because Baba becomes alive at that time when we are really connecting Baba with Baba accurately. So at that time, your conscience will speak to you. Ask yourself, am I really content with myself? So Baba becomes the mirror and my conscience becomes witness to give me that certainty, that voice from within, yes. Why? Because if I have not mixed Manmath, Parmath in Srimath, my conscience will be very clear. So when you sit in front of Baba, and when you feel your conscience is really clear, because at that time there is nothing to hide, because Baba is the mirror, I will know clearly where I mix Manmath, where I mix Parmath. You know? So that satisfaction is not felt there. Or I could have done something more, but because of my laziness, carelessness, I have given excuses many times. I have not done it. So my conscience says, you could have done it more here, you know. You did not do it. So when I get that kind of inner voice at that time, so if I feel I could do more, do it. But if you really feel that that is all energy I have, that is all the time I have, that is all the money I have used maximum whatever I have with honesty in Baba's work. I have made full effort. That's all my body can do. So you feel that inner voice satisfaction. But if I feel I can do it more, do it. Don't start thinking, oh, I want to do it, but I don't do it. You can do more effort, do it. So that clear conscience will allow me to understand to what extent I am satisfied with myself. Is that clear? Now, the second very important certificate is from Baba. Baba has to give me the certificate that he is content with myself. How will Baba give me certificate? Of course, when Baba was in Sakar, when souls used to go and ask Baba, Baba would tell them directly. Now Baba is not in Sakar. So Baba has kept certain instruments responsible. So if they are content with me, Baba will be content with myself. Just like in Sakar Baba's days, Baba used to say, if Brahma Baba is satisfied with you, Shiv Baba will automatically be content. And now the instrument, responsible instruments, I would say regional coordinators in our name. Because we all come in contact with them in one way or the other. So if they give me the certificate that they are content with me, then Baba is content. So this is why from time to time, you know, we understand. Even without asking, they give us signal. You know, you should not be doing this. This is not correct. You should be in this way. Actually, I should correct myself and change myself. Or sometimes I should go and ask them, you know, do you have anything to say for me? You know, are you satisfied with my behavior? Are you satisfied with my interactions? Are you satisfied with my service, self-progress? Sometimes take the opportunity for your spiritual checkup. You know, spiritual checkup. Let them speak to you. So in that way, we get the guarantee that what we are doing is as per Baba's wish, as per Baba's direction. So we get confirmation. So when they get the stamp, we get stamp from them, it is like receiving stamp from Baba. But some of us hesitate to come close to the seniors. Some of us have fear also. But actually, we should really keep ourselves open. They are also always happy to help us. Because then we get clarification. Of course, generally we say Baba is pleased with an honest heart. Sachi dil par Sahib Rasi. But then, whether I have honest heart or not, how I will know? I cannot just, you know, think I am very honest, but nobody knows me. When the time comes, it will be revealed. That way is not going to help me. If there is Baba satisfied with me, then the seniors, the responsible instruments will also be satisfied. So when they give that kind of guarantee, so you got that certificate. So I should really work on that. And then the third certificate, which is very important, the family satisfied, contented with me. Not the whole world, the center, the country where you are living, where you attend, where you come in contact with people, they are all content with you. So the sign of contentment is no complaint. You know? Because contentment is the forerunner of perfection. So before I become perfect, I have to become complete. And the sign of being complete is content. So if everybody is content with myself, they don't have any complaint. And if I am content with everyone, I don't have any complaint. So that is a sign of having certificate. Is that easy or difficult? It is not easy. No, from my experience, because it is not one or two souls. We have variety of souls. So I remember Baba, we asked Dadi Jan, it means Dadi Prakashmani, once was sharing her experience. You know, maybe not 100% everybody is content, but even if 95% of the family gives me the certificate, they are content. And even the 5%, they don't complain that they are not content because of me, but they automatically express that it is their sanskara to remain discontent. You know? So I have not caused them any discontentment. They agree. So 5% is allowed in that way. But 95% I should receive that certificate of contentment. So just like to have the certificate of contentment from Baba, I need honesty in and out, reveal myself as I am, what I am, who I am. To receive the certificate of contentment from the family, again one secret. So I need to understand what is it they want. What is they want? You know, what the family is expecting from me. What do you think? Cooperation. What else? If you give that to them, they will be content. You know, when people have some thing in their mind, they get what they want, they will be content. So what everybody wants in the Brahmin family? Love. Love Baba is giving already. Respect. See? Actually we should not be expecting respect, but we do. Is that right or not? See, when little bit of respect is not given, you feel hurt. You feel left out. You feel not identified, you know. So all this dissatisfaction is because of wanting respect and regard. Whether it is seniors, whether it is juniors, whether they are equal. If they feel they were disrespected, insulted, you know, you have a problem there. So I need to give and regard to every soul in the Brahmin family, no matter what. But then who can give respect to everyone? We need to have self-respect. First of all, we don't have self-respect. You know, when you have self-respect, you are full, you are content. You don't have expectation. Even if someone insults you, disregard you, you give them respect. Because you got enough. When I don't have, then I feel I was not given. So who can give more respect than what Baba has given us? Right? Since we have become Baba's children, Baba has put us on such high pedestal. You know, his vision towards me, each one of us, is so elevated. So remember the respect Baba has given to you and maintain that seat of self-respect. You feel full. You feel satisfied. Even if someone insults you, you give them respect. So when all the Brahmin family members receive respect and regard, they give you the return, the feeling of contentment. Yeah? Feeling of contentment. So Dadi was saying once, in having self-respect, you need to be honest with yourself. If you have an honest heart, you will develop, you will enhance your self-respect. But in giving respect to others, you should have a generous heart. Don't be miserly. No, sometimes we are miserly. We give sometimes and not sometimes. We give to some souls, not to everyone. So that is why the dissatisfaction certificate. We don't get the certificate of contentment. Once we asked Dadi Prakashmani in the Double Foreigners class, Dadi, do you feel whole Brahmin family is content with you? Dadi said with lot of confidence, yes. And the whole Brahmin family accepted that we are satisfied, we are content. So then the next question was, what makes you feel that all are content? You know, what is the feeling you get? So Dadi gave a beautiful answer. Dadi says, I see everyone with an equal vision and I feel everyone belong to me. You know, that feeling of acceptance, the feeling of belongingness, equal vision for everyone. And we saw practically when anyone used to go in front of Dadi Prakashmani, she will not look at the body at all. She will give equal time, respect, regard, love, as if they are the most important person on that earth. You know, at that time, even few seconds, they are with Dadi. She never made herself look like she is busy, she is the administrative head. You know, you remember Dadi sitting in the courtyard after Murli in the sun? Everybody will go to administrative head of the organization and people are going and say, hello Dadi, good morning, then come, welcome, hello. No, like, she just make everybody feel belong, always available. Approachable. So everybody felt that closeness. You know, nobody went back after meeting Dadi dissatisfied. They did not get any gift or toli or anything actually. You know, she was one Dadi who never gave any blessing or toli or every time we went, but we got more than that. Because she gave that importance, made souls feel that they're very great. So Dadi said that, you know, I have equal vision for everyone and I feel everyone belong, and so everybody feel my dadi. That is the proof. Just like we say my Baba. Why we say my Baba? Because with right, you know, mine. So just like that, the same word is used for dadi, my dadi. You know, when everyone would begin to feel you as my brother, my sister, so that is the feeling of the family, you know. So then you know that they are content, there is no complaint. So now we all have to work on that, you know, before becoming perfect, we need to become complete. And without contentment, you cannot become complete. Contentment is the forerunner for becoming complete and perfect. So give respect and receive respect. Don't expect somebody to give you. You give. Automatically, that is why Baba says the record of giving regard should be very good from the beginning of this Brahmin life until the end. So, three certificates. Contentment with the self, contentment, Baba content with me, and the family. So, then you become the jewel. Why the word jewel is used? You know, money. It is like being a lighthouse. Being a jewel of contentment is like being a living mobile lighthouse. You know, you cannot hide a jewel. No matter where you keep, it will show its shine, brightness. In the same way, the one who is a jewel of contentment automatically become a lighthouse guiding people to their destination. Always bestower. Jewel of contentment, other meaning, bestower. Not giving and receiving. There is a difference. You know, when you give, you have the thought of receiving. So, jewel of contentment goes beyond giving and receiving. It's like a bestower, one way. You know, God is the bestower. So, contentment jewels are equal to God. Bestowers, master bestowers. Only give, no thought of receiving. Now, that is why all the goddesses in the path of bhakti, their hands are always shown like this. This is the hand of bestower. So, I just need to keep myself full. Not only full, but overflowing. Bestower means not think at the time when somebody comes in front of you what to give, how much to give. You just be, that is bestower. That is jewel of contentment. Just to be. Others take what they want from you. No, one Murli at blessing Baba was saying, each one of you has to become a mobile supermarket. Where everything is available. And it is self-service. You don't need to give. They take what they want. So when people receive what they want, when they come in front of you, they will call you as a jewel of contentment, a bestower. No, that is called bestower of blessing. A jewel of contentment, in other words, is bestower of blessings. You know, great donor is different. Donor is different. Donor means in the path of bhakti, when they have lot of wealth, they use everything they want and little bit left, they make use of it to give it to others. Great donor means not only donating physical wealth, but giving the wealth of knowledge, powers and virtues by giving knowledge, great donor. But bestower of blessings is when souls come in front of you, they get whatever power they want, whatever virtues they want, whatever points of knowledge, so they call you equal to God. So that is why in the path of bhakti, if you go to Indian temples, now before you enter the real temple, there is 8 deities. They call Navagraha, plus Shivaba, 9th jewel. So they must be worshipped first. This Navagraha Puja, they call it. No? So once they are pleased, they are worshipped, then you can go inside to a particular goddess, whether it is goddess Durga, goddess Lakshmi, whoever. So even in the path of bhakti, these 8 jewels who are always content, jewel of contentment, jewel of victory, victorious jewels, they have so much power that when people have bad omens, you know, they are asked to wear a ring with Navaratan, 9 jewels, 8 plus Shivaba. So they say in bhakti that if you wear this jewel, 8, 9 jewels ring, all the bad omens will go. Which means this jewels of contentment in the confluence age have drawn so much power, so much everything from God, they become equal to God. So this is why, you know, contentment is the king. That makes you future emperor. That's why I was saying to you in the beginning, if a king or an emperor is not satisfied but still sitting on the throne with a crown, he is not called an emperor. So we become the future emperor, empresses on the basis of the jewel, being the jewel of contentment. And jewels of contentment can never be hidden. You know, somebody can say, but I am always content with myself, but I don't want to show. I am incognito. No, you cannot be incognito, because if you are content with yourself, you will make everyone who comes in contact with you content. Suppose if they are not content, because of their own reason, they will admit. She or he has tried very best to keep me content, because of my own reasons I am not content. Even if they admit that much, which means they are content. So I have to make sure that I become Master Ocean. You know, give, give, give. So I have to stop having the thought of wanting something. You know, somebody was saying that sometimes we have this thought, you know, I want, I want, I want. So sometimes we go for shopping, thinking we want something. Because we saw somebody else having something I did not have. But we don't get it. So what you should understand, when you want something, you go to look for it and you don't get it. It is understood, you don't need it. If you need, your needs will be fulfilled. That's why Baba says, Baba fulfills the pure desires of your heart. In God's home, there may be delay, but there is no darkness. In Hindi we say, no, Bhagwan ke ghar mein der hai, andhere nahi. If your desire, pure thought is pure, your thought is pure, if not today, tomorrow it will be fulfilled. But Baba is not going to fulfill impure desire. wanting something. You know, once what happened in the yagya? Mama, Baba told Mama, Baba wanted to test souls. Baba said, all those who are living in the yagya, whatever they have more than two, you know, two saris, two pair of slippers, whatever two, whatever they have more than two, ask all of them to bring. Of course, all of us have more than two, isn't it? Out of greed we accumulate, no? We are not even using it, but we accumulate. So, 300 people, you can imagine how many things. The big room was filled with things. Then after they have brought all that, then Baba said to Mama, ask them to take it back. Then Baba explained why he wanted to do this exercise. Because Baba said, if you keep anything more than you need, at the time of leaving your body, you will be thinking about that. Then your last thought will not lead you to your destination. You understand? You all have experience, no? People, when they keep something extra hidden, not tell anyone, not you using, they will be remembering that at the time of death. So my effort all finished, you know. So this is why we must lead a simple life. If you want to be content, lead a simple life. You know, you don't need to keep extra anything. No, Mahatma Gandhi used to say, you know, there is enough in this world to feed every mouth. But there is not enough to feed the greed. Because when you keep anything extra, you are depriving other souls from their share. Again, Mahatma Gandhi was asked, you know, he used to wear a little piece of cloth to cover his body. So, somebody asked, why you don't cover your body with cloth, full body? Why you use this much? He says, that is all I need. If I use anything more than that, I will be depriving souls. Another time, another person asked Mahatma Gandhi, you know, he used to have Gandhi topi, that is famous in India. So they asked him, why do you wear this topi? Why don't you wear turban? You know turban? Lot of clothes, they have to have long clothes and then they have to wind it up. So, Mahatma Gandhi again said, if I use so much of clothes, which I don't need, little cap is enough to cover my head, I will be taking other people's share. So people were touched. So we also should ask ourselves, how much do I need? What Baba says in the Murali? What does stomach need? Two chapati, two slice of bread. But out of greed, I want, we accumulate. And at the end, we remember that. So that is why Baba's teachings are lead a simple life. Then your thinking will be elevated. But if I spend all my energy accumulating things out of desire and we are not using it for ourselves, then at the end that will pull our intellect. Even Baba says food, you know, must not eat out of greed. You know, even sometimes double foreigners, when they come to Madhuban, if there is samosa, ice cream, whatever, they like it, not they overeat it, and then next day they got long queue in the hospital. Means, of course, the body can only take that much, isn't it? Eat good food, wear clean clothes, but simple. So that my intellect is not drawn. You know, many times when we sit in yoga, what happens? Why we cannot have powerful yoga? The intellect goes towards, you know, window shopping. We see something and we have the desire to have it and we don't have money, but then we were attracted and we are sitting here window shopping. Cannot connect our intellect with Baba. Greed separates you. So just feel, understand according to my karma. Whatever I deserve, I will get. If you desire more than you deserve, you will always be discontent. So this is the slogan I should teach myself. Don't desire more than you deserve. If somebody is having more than what you have, you appreciate it because they have done some good karma in the past and they are receiving return of that. If you don't have it, don't become jealous. Then you also learn to perform good actions, accumulate good account of karma. So in order to remain content, we really need to understand the depth of karma philosophy and also drama accurately. If I am not aware of drama and karma, I can never be content. You know, because each one of us receive what we deserve, isn't it? But of course, there is always margin to improve. We don't need to become midget, thinking, okay, according to my karma, this is my part. No, then I also have free will. I realize I can do better karma so that I can uplift myself. So most important thing after becoming Baba's children is to be always happy. Right? But we can only be happy when I am content. I can be content only when I am satisfied. If I am always dissatisfied, I cannot be content. And I can only be satisfied when I am full. And I can only be always full when I take only from one. But if you have the desire of taking from Baba and also other human beings, you will always be empty. So you don't feel that intoxication of who am I, whom I belong to, what I am receiving. So from today, have this determined thought. I will take from one and only one and give all. Because the one whom you take from, he never takes anything from you. So you are only getting, right? So you will always remain full. And so when I am giving also, I don't have the thought of giving. If you think you are giving and giving, that will also make you empty because then you want to receive. That is why sometimes we complain, I gave this person respect so many times. This person not even give me one time. Is that right? We want justice. But doesn't matter. They don't have self-respect. So you remind them of their self-respect by giving respect. Giving respect means what? Not fall to, you know, unnecessarily praising. See them as soul and encourage them to use their speciality for Baba's service. So that is what Baba does when we come in front of him. How he gives us respect. He looks at us with that elevated vision and encourages us to use that speciality for Baba's work. And so that is why we feel uplifted when we go in front of Baba. So that is the same thing we have to do for others. Right? So this time when you go back to your places, take this keyword. I want to. I am a jewel of contentment. I have to receive 3 certificates. That is the qualification to become a deity. Deities are always satisfied and content. That is why the phrase is, there is no treasure unobtainable in the treasure store of deities. In golden age you got everything because you don't want anything. So that is why in Sindhi there is a saying, when you stop saying I want, I want, I want, you get what you want. As long as you are saying I want, you don't get what you want. It is like catching, trying to catch your own shadow. Try if you can catch your shadow. So running after wanting is just like that. So instead of chaiye, 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 what you should say, I have found. I have found what I want. Mil gaya, paalia. So that will automatically make you full. And when all of us don't have these songs, I want, there won't be any complaint. Everybody is giving, giving, giving. Nobody wants anything. So it becomes golden age, isn't it? In golden age, that's like that. Everybody giving, giving, giving. Nobody wants anything. So everybody is always full. So this time, take that message with you so that other people can understand that to become a Brahma Kumar or a Kumari is not a life of renunciation, but it is a life of fortune. It's a life of attainment. It's a life of happiness. So then they will also get inspired to come close to us and adopt this kind of life. Is that right? Is that clear? Yeah? So not just contentment, but a jewel of contentment. The one who has received the three certificates, the one who is always a bestower, the one who is like a living lighthouse. Just being, that's all. You know, the sun shines in the morning, he doesn't announce, I am coming. He just comes and other people welcome. So you become like that. Yeah, just like the sun, just be. I don't have to go and declare, see, I am content. Do you know? A content soul won't say. Other people can feel from their practical life, this, there is a light, there is a sparkle, there is happiness. So they are content. But underline the word constant. That is golden-aged souls. That is a trademark of golden-aged souls. Sada. Not kabhi kabhi. Sometimes. Then we will have to move to the next age. But we don't want. We want to come in the golden age. Constant content. That is the jewel of contentment. So let us experience for a few minutes. Let us sit in that self-respect today. I am a jewel of contentment. So let us meditate on that. So sit straight, sit relaxed, but alert. I will speak a few thoughts to remind our seat, strengthen our seat, and enjoy this Brahmin life. And then you can hold on to those thoughts and get lost in that ocean. As I sit here in silence, I become aware of myself as a sparkling jewel in the center of my forehead, a jewel sparkling in my forehead. Baba, the jewel merchant, has chosen me and made me belong to him. This awareness of belonging to God brings such respect for myself. I am one of the multi-million souls chosen by God. God, the Supreme Light, is showering me with all his treasures. I am so fortunate to be filled with all the treasures from the bestower of treasures. Baba, after belonging to you, after attaining you, I have attained everything. You have fulfilled all my desires. You have made me the jewel of your eyes. You have made me the crown of your head. You're filling me with your love like the ocean. Baba, having attained you, I have attained everything. I do not have any desires. I have become a jewel of contentment, a victorious soul in your company. Like a bestower, I continue to shower your love, power and virtue. I am full and complete. full, complete. There is no treasure unobtainable in my life. I have attained the stage in which I am ignorant even of the word desire. Like a lighthouse, I am spreading these vibrations of happiness, contentment, creating an atmosphere of satisfaction all around. I am full. I am satisfied. I am complete. I am perfect. I am full. I am satisfied. I am content and complete. I stay in this awareness and enjoy total freedom. Total freedom. Just be a jewel of contentment, spreading out rays of contentment all around. Contentment reflects on my face. In the form of cheerfulness, happiness, thank you. I am a carefree king. I am the emperor in the land where there is no sorrow. Contentment is reflected on my face in the form of a sweet smile. Like a deity, only giving and giving. I'm enjoying this moment. Being content with myself, receiving the blessings of contentment from the family, and Bab Dada showering blessings, showing his contentment with I, the soul. Through my contentment, I express spirituality in action. When I am content, I have spirituality in myself. When I make others content, I allow them to be spiritual. I spread the waves of spirituality through my contented state of mind. of contentment, spreading grace, vibrations of satisfaction out into the whole world. Sparkle of my contentment shines through my eyes, through my words, through my whole being. I am a self-sovereign. I am a ruler. I am a king. Thank you.
कभी अभिमान से यहाँ